Hey guys, welcome back to Vibe with Steph, the podcast. I know I've been gone for some time again, and although it's no excuse, I've been trying to get all this content and scheduling together so I can provide you with quality and on-time podcast episodes. Moving forward, I'll be having a Vibe with Steph house music segment because we all know how near and dear house music is to my heart. But I will continue to bring the vibes bi-weekly on this podcast, and I want you to continue to listen and to support. I know I've had so many people telling me, yo, when's your next episode? Well, my next episode is today, right now, when you're listening to it. In the meantime, follow me on Instagram at vibe_with_Steph. And I definitely want to just jump into this next topic that I wanted to bring on today's show, because I told myself I have guests and all that good stuff often, but I know sometimes, you know, I just want to branch or go on or tell y'all about what's on my mind. So that's what I'm going to do today. And it's definitely timely because as we get comfortable with the summer mood and the flow, and a lot of us feel like we're vacationing or taking it a little easy, I'm going to be talking about hustle culture and perfectionism and imposter syndrome and all the feelings that come attached with that. So I'm going to jump right into that. But obviously, I've got to put up this sponsored ad. By the way, I'm going to be putting up some new sponsored ads. I hadn't even realized how old the ones that I have are. So just listen to this commercial real quick and I'll be right back, and I'm going to jump right into it. Well, that was short and sweet. Yeah, guys. So I'm just going to jump right into this. You know, it's summertime and we like to say we're going to relax. We're going to vacation. We're going to take it easy. Now it's our first summer post-COVID. So everything's open again. Most of us are back to work or working from home or hybrid. A lot of us have also started new jobs, new positions, and learned how to live this quote unquote new life, right? After a pandemic that has just shaken our entire existence. But with that, it came a time for a lot of self-reflection, right? And for me personally, I'm finding that I'm just jumping right back into the old habits that I used to have, you know, just constantly working or always being in the mindset of work, 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 or I got to make money, 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 hustle, hustle, hustle. And that brings me to today's topic of the hustle culture. You know, I'm just going to talk about hustle culture and this complex, this imposter syndrome and the need for perfectionism, you know. And hustle culture is basically this culture of there's always more money to make, a bigger title to have, a promotion, a bigger wall to climb. There's, you know, there's levels to this, right? The grind never sleeps, and you know, I sleep when I die. Like, this is all the lingo that we're used to hearing, whether it be on social media, the TikTok, Instagram, all of these motivational speakers, all these gurus, and all these things that we are always having our ears to the pavement to, right? So the grind is just always glorified, right? Scam money, don't make money, all that good stuff, quote unquote good stuff, right? But at the end of the day, productivity is not measured by constant work, by constant movement. We need a rest, right? And I know I tell myself all the time, I need a rest. I'm a divorced mama three, right? My kids are big already, but just because they're big doesn't mean I have to stop working. Like, I have to work more, if anything. On top of that, have y'all seen the prices of this, of the stuff that is outside? Like, gas is ridiculous right now. groceries are out of control. I actually just read an article today talking about bread and how expensive it's getting. I love my carbs. I cannot believe the price of the bread. It's really absolutely outrageous. But anyway, back to the topic. With things like that and just seeing how the world is obviously ever changing and always going to be changing, is not going to stop. We feel at the same time like we can't ever stop, right? Because the grind is always on, right? Busy equals better. And, you know, we can't get in our feelings. We have no time to be worrying about how we feel, how people make us feel, because turn down your feelings and turn up your hustle, right? That's another one of the quotes that we've heard, you know, and we just put ourselves on like autopilot, right? We wake up, get ready for work, get to work, or wake up, put our computer on if you're working from home. And it's just literally like just the motions. We just put ourselves on this schedule, right? Of I gotta work and this and this and this. We're on autopilot. And granted, that's fine to have a schedule, but when we're constantly working, taking our laptops everywhere, always checking our emails, like it really blurs the line of our personal life and our business life, right? And somebody, like speaking for myself, I love to do a lot of things. I've always loved to do a lot of things for since I was a kid in school. I wanted to be in everything, every activity. I want to try something new. I always want to do something because I didn't like the idea of rest. I didn't like the idea of just sitting down and being with myself, or sitting down and just being at rest, you know. And it's so important because we really have to think to ourselves, like, I can't pour out of an empty vessel, right? I can't give you something I don't have. I can't give you the vibes if I'm all out of it, right? So even with the previous podcast episodes that I did, I realized I was just on like go all the time, right? And I'm always a high energy person. If y'all don't know me in real life, I'm always on 100 all the time. But at the same time, I definitely am a person who feels energy, right? And I take in so much sometimes, and I don't realize that I need to chill. Like with the last episodes that I did on the podcast, I was getting so many people hitting me up. Hey, I heard your show. Come over here. You don't have to pay to come to my event, and I want you to meet this person, and telling everyone, you know, it was great to be seen, and it's great that people are starting to know. But at the same time, I have to honor my body, and I have to honor my mind and my time, right? And I was getting so caught up in that because I'm like, oh my God, wow, these are opportunities. Grind, 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 hustle, hustle, hustle. People are seeing my work, go, go, go. And it was just for like a straight 6 weeks of just nonstop, go, 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 go. And then I realized how drained I am, how extremely drained I am. And that's part of this hustle culture, right? Because if we don't jump at opportunities, sometimes we feel like we missed opportunities, right? And for me, I'm definitely a perfectionist. I mean, I'm trying to not be a perfectionist. Sometimes I know that's the best I could do, but I always push myself to limit because we are our own biggest critics, right? But I say that to say, with my perfectionism thing that I got going on here and this whole need for hustle culture, it all just weaves in together. And I feel like this is, you know, I don't want to miss an opportunity, because if I miss the opportunity, like, you know, it's never going to come back again. Or what if somebody else doesn't see it? You know, you just start to, it's just a lot of thoughts all at once in your head, right? So at the same time, you know, I wasn't even scheduling my life right. It's like, you know, I got this podcast, I have work, I'm invited to all these events, and I'm not honoring my time, right? And the way I was disappointing myself. I was letting myself down because it's like, you know, I have a schedule that I try to follow, but what the hell is a schedule good for if I'm not gonna follow it, right? So, you know, I was reading on some things because I love to read. I'm always like, whether it be stories or self-improvement type of things, I like to read on ways that I can do better. It's one thing to hear it from my friends, my peers, and, you know, employers, your coworkers, all that stuff. But I really do like to read sometimes when I am by myself. And three things that I read about honoring your time and schedule and slowing down there were three things. If y'all want to write this down, you can. I like to write things down, hence why I went over this, because I wrote it down. One thing is to schedule rest days. You know, I work, I'm pretty flexible with my job schedule, and I really love what I do. But sometimes I didn't realize that I wasn't ever turning it off, right? Like, I would leave the office, or it would be 5 o'clock and I'm working from home, but my laptop's open, my emails are always open. If I'm always in thinking mode, but I wouldn't take time to just shut it off, right? So we have to schedule our rest days, even if it's a time of the day, if it's a Saturday, if it's a Sunday. I'm learning now in the summertime how much more precious my weekends are, because it's nice outside and I just want to chill sometimes. I don't want to go to a party every weekend. I don't want to meet somebody every weekend. I don't want to have to figure out, like, where I'm gonna go, how I'm gonna see, and let me get myself all dolled up. Sometimes I really just want relax and rest. So, you know, the last couple weeks, that's something I have been doing, and man, I feel so good about it, because guess what? If people really want to see me, they'll see me next time, right? Outside is always going to be there. Some missed opportunities aren't missed opportunities. They are just things that I could just see about later, you know, or have these conversations later. The second thing that I highlighted was creating clear boundaries. Now, that is that goes kind of hand in hand with that first one of scheduling rest days. Creating clear boundaries in the sense of, no, you can't call me at a certain time because I'm not going to pick up. And respecting those boundaries myself, not making an excuse like, well, you know, let me just get it this one time. Or creating those boundaries where I'm like, you know, don't invite me somewhere because I'm not going to go. Or honoring myself and saying, I'm not gonna, you know, go out on this day, or I'm not gonna do this on this day. I'm gonna relax, I'm gonna rest, I'm gonna spend time with my kids, I'm gonna spend some time at home, I'm gonna just wind down, you know. But I learned, and I find that if we don't respect the boundaries we have, other people aren't either. And the third point is defining what success looks like, right? Because this is this whole hustle culture, like I said before. Hustle culture is constantly grinding. Like I said before, you don't stop when you're tired, you stop when you're done. Go hard or go home. All of that bullshit is really because are we really making money, like, at all hours when we're awake? I mean, maybe if you are, that's dope for you, that's what's up. But like I said, I need rest, right? For me, myself, because talking about myself. But defining what success looks like, right? Because sometimes we're just always hustling and we forget, what's the end goal? Like, what the hell am I really trying to do? I know when I define what success looks like to me, it's not the same as it was 10 years ago, right? And right now I'm about to be 35. The way I looked at success when I was 25 is not the same as it is now. And 10 years from now, it's not going to be the same, because life situations change, circumstances change. The things that we're trying to achieve are not going to be the same as they are now, and they're not going to be the same as they were in the past or the future. So for myself, I'm saying success to me looks like what? Having this popping ass podcast, for one, right? Loving what I do, making a certain amount of income at my job, making us some kind of stream of income coming from different avenues, right? Podcasting, hosting events, all these things. Like, right now, those are what success looks like to me. And it's not even, oh, I'm just gonna do these things. You know, there are obviously, like, monetary, you know, amounts in there, but that's right now, right? So if I keep that in mind, what success looks like to me now, I'm not gonna do menial things or tedious things because I have the end goal in mind. So those are just three things I want to say, you know, just go over for yourself. That was one, schedule rest days. Two, create clear boundaries. And three, define what success looks like. Because listen, we can go so beast mode on everything, but without those three things, at least to begin with, we're really just aimlessly hustling, right? And yes, it sounds good in retrospect, but really, like, what are we hustling for? You know what I'm saying? And that brings me to the next point. You know, we like to hustle, we like to grind, right? Some of us are just on constant autopilot. For me, I know working and constantly doing something that seems like it's productive to me is just like an excuse to kind of just keep my mind busy, right? Like, subconsciously, so many of us hustle because it's not just to keep up with the Joneses, right? We just want to avoid addressing some difficult emotions or issues in our personal lives, right? I'm like, okay, if I'm feeling down or depressed, I'm like, let me just work because I don't have to think about it. I could just do something else. I don't have to think about what this person did or how I feel about this or how I feel about it because I'm working. And that's what's keeping me, you know, away from thinking of those emotions that I don't want to deal with, right? So that's definitely not the right way to be thinking. And that shouldn't be on my agenda. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, not having to think of those very difficult emotions, it really ties into my need to feel like a perfectionist, right? Because there's a lot, let me tell y'all, there's a lot of episodes, for example, that I have like in the cut. Like, I'm a podcast, I have so many episodes and I haven't even put them out yet because I don't feel like they've been perfected, right? My definition of perfect may not be your definition of perfect. I definitely set an extremely high standard for myself, but you know what they say, we're our own biggest critics, right? And that could be a blessing and a curse. But you know, in this aspect, I want to say it's a little bit of a curse, right? And then these are just conversations I've had with myself, right, in the last couple of weeks, let's say. And that ties me into my third point of today's episode. Listen, it's gonna be a short one. It's not gonna be an hour. Y'all gotta hear me go on and on for an hour. But I'm just saying these things that maybe you can relate. Maybe you'll take some kind of something and maybe it'll help you out. You know what I'm saying? So the third one is an imposter syndrome, right? And I'm gonna tie that in right to social media. It's gonna be tied into that hustle culture and the need for perfectionism. It all goes in together. The imposter syndrome, and by definition, I googled it, y'all know I love Google, right? So imposter syndrome is defined as doubting your abilities and feeling like a fraud, and it disproportionately affects high achieving people who usually find it difficult to accept their own accomplishments. And many people who suffer from imposter syndrome, they question whether they're deserving of accolades and recognition and all the accomplishments that they've received, right? So again, me, little miss, I could do everything myself, you know, the freaking, what is that, miss perfectionist, goody two shoes, all that good stuff, right? I can say yes at the almost age of 35 with my three babies and having been married, divorced, and college and all this great stuff. Yes, there are times where I feel like, am I an imposter? Like, who am I faking? Like, am I really faking the funk? Like, do y'all really vibe with Steph? Do these people really like to vibe with Steph? Do they really like my energy? You know, it can be based on like the previous relationship that I had where I just had a lot of negative talk, or it could also be, you know, just always feeling like the need to achieve, right? Like, I always had this need to perform all the time, like most of my life, right? And it could be something I like and love, but at the same time, it's like, it's a double-edged sword because it's the very thing that is almost like a thorn on my side, you know, because it's like, I question myself, you know, like I have to be this performer at work, right? Because I love my job. I love what I do, but I want to do the best that I can. When it comes to my home and my children, I want to be the best mom. And people are like, oh my God, you're like super mom. You're superwoman. You're doing everything. And then I'm like, yeah, but damn, I'm like slacking in all areas, right? Like that's just, again, we're our own biggest critics. And sometimes I don't feel like I'm the best employee or the best podcaster, the best mom, the best friend, or all any of these stuff. And I begin to think, oh shit, I'm a fraud. Like, who am I faking the funk for? Or, you know, start thinking, what are other people thinking of me, right? And it's really me overthinking. Let me tell y'all, these vibes don't come for free, y'all. The vibes do not come for free. I really have, I'm my own biggest critic, as I said before, and I am overcritical of not other people, but myself. And it comes with my overthinking, y'all. I am the biggest overthinker. I don't know if it's just because I'm a Scorpio or just because it's who I am. Side note, yes, we all know stuff's a Scorpio. But I'm learning to do less of overthinking, right? Because some things aren't worth overthinking, right? It's just be a thing like, yes, people love the vibes here and they really genuinely care for me. And the people that don't, and they fake it, like, it doesn't matter, right? And then a lot of this stuff that I do a lot of self-speak with, like that I talk to myself about, yeah, it could be based on the things that I see, right? I gotta hustle also, because people my age, they have homes already, right? They have successful careers, or they're driving the car they want, or they do all these things, or this super mom archetype that's all over social media, right? Like these mothers that are just doing everything, they're CEOs, they have all these things, but at the end of the day, everything's for show, right? And something about me that y'all know is I try to keep it 100. Like, I keep it as real as I can get, because no, as much as a perfectionist I want to be, I'm far from it, right? And that's not putting myself down, but I definitely always want to put my best foot forward. So that's why, again, that's why I don't put out a lot of things, or because I don't think it's good enough. But at the end of the day, I'm learning, just put the shit out, right? Put it out there and figure it out later. Fix it later. Right? Because when it comes to things like our creativity, like for me, my creativity, my content, all that stuff, it's never going to be perfect. It's never going to be to our liking. Shout out to my boy Johnny, who went back to Tulum. He actually, he was here for a few weeks, and before he left, you know, he sat down with me and the squad, Bodega Beats. Shout out to Bodega Beats, the team. Check out my Instagram for our upcoming events, guys. Anyway, back to what I'm saying. So, you know, Johnny was letting me know about myself. And he's like, you know, there's so many people that they don't release good content, right? Like garbage, or it doesn't seem like it's as up to par as it should be. But guess what? People still listen, people still like it, people still watch it, people still whatever. They support it because of who the person is putting it out there, right? So that was those were some words of encouragement to me. I'm like, man, I'm just sitting on all this stuff, all this content, and it's not as perfect as I think it is, or it's not as good as the ones that I've seen, so I don't put it out there. But shout out to Johnny for dropping those gems, because I appreciate it, and it actually motivated me to just, for example, put an episode out there like that, right? Because back in the day when I started this podcast back in like, what, 2018, 2019, I didn't have the greatest sound, or I didn't know exactly what the hell I was doing, but I've gotten better. And I need to remember that we're always going to, like, depending on who we are, like, I know myself as a person, I always want to strive to do better, right? But that doesn't mean that I have to stop and pause when I don't think something's up to par. I got to put it out there, right? So word of encouragement to anybody who thinks that their hustle isn't as hustly as somebody else's, or their work isn't as up to par as we see, right? Because at the end of the day, we all out here trying to do a thing, right? We all out here trying to hustle. We all trying to make it happen and all that great stuff. And sometimes, you know, we have to get out of our head and just be like, you know what? Fuck it. I'ma just do it, right? And one thing, another key point, I can't forget this. I put this on my notes, and I tell people this all the time. we don't gotta monetize on everything that we're good at. Listen, I know there's people that'll be like, you're good at that, make money off of it, right? But for me, just because I'm good at something doesn't mean I want to make money off of it, because sometimes it takes the fun out of it, right? I know a lot of people, they all, you know, they record podcasts, they make videos, they do sponsored all this shit because they make money on it. And hey, I know it's a lot more fun when you're making money, but then it feels like a job, right? Like for me, I'm like, oh, I don't want to make a podcast just because I have to make it, because I'm going to make money. I do these things because it's fun for me. I host events. I go to different venues. I go to parties because it's fun for me. I don't want to make it feel like a job, right? So I not to brag about myself, but I'm good at a lot of things, sure. But just because I'm good at it doesn't mean I have to make money all the time. You know, so some things are just meant to be fun, you know, and just really for the joy of it and to keep it wholesome, right, for our own selves. So if y'all think I'm making mad bread off this podcast, I'm definitely not. But, you know, I'm going to make sure that I record my episodes bi-weekly because it's something I really enjoyed, right? And I may not have always monetized as big as I want to or may have or can have, but it's something that I just enjoy doing because we all know Steph likes to talk. Hashtag vibe with Steph. We all know I love to talk, but it's also recording a podcast has always been very therapeutic for me. And, you know, hearing that you guys love it so much, it makes me want to do it more. So, you know, just take note on this very brief podcast. And I said, I'm going to make sure I put it out there, right? I'm going to put this out there. It may not flow as much as I want it to flow or as good as I want it to flow, but I put it out there. I said I was, and I'm going to do it. And I did. So I'm back to this bi-weekly posting of my episodes and talking my shit and vibing and all that good stuff, because guess what? The hustle ain't never going to stop, right? But as the hustle doesn't stop, there's always going to be time to rest, right? Because no, I'm not going to sleep when I die. I want to live and I want to enjoy. And I also want to enjoy my sleep and I want to enjoy my rest. So those are just words of encouragement for you guys, for myself, for whoever's listening, whoever sent this to you, whatever it may be. You know, hustle culture is a fucking lie. Hustle culture is a fraud. Because who the hell tells us we gotta work so goddamn much? We do, you know, but it doesn't make us lazy if we stop and we pause and we really stop and smell the roses. Check back to that episode that I talked about, stopping and smelling the roses. It may be good for me to listen to it too, because I forget, you know. So I thank you guys for tuning in to episode 23. Lucky number 23. All the numbers are lucky to me. All the numbers are lucky. But please share this episode with somebody. Like it, love it, put a review, write something nice for me. Thank you for vibing with Steph. Thank you for still listening. I appreciate my listeners. And stay tuned for the next episode. Be dropping in another other week, bi-weekly, right? every other week. Thank you guys so much for vibing with Steph. Appreciate y'all, love y'all, and stay blessed. Thank you.